Welcome to So Many Comics, video comic book review. Today we're going to be taking a look at the new Batman Santa Claus Silent Night, with a K for the night, as in the Dark Knight. This is number one of a limited series. And my name is Roger Lee, and I review comic books. I've been a big fan of DC and Superman and Batman and the whole Bat family. So this intrigued me. I first saw a screenshot on Facebook, actually, of one of the panels of this book. And it's like, oh, that looks interesting. Santa Claus. And I know Batman has met Santa Claus before. The first time was in 1945, Batman number 27. This looks like a bit more of a modern take. So let's take a look here at this comic book. So the way I do this is, I will give you my general impressions, spoiler free, then I'll get into talking about the story, which obviously involves spoilers. So if you are not planning on reading the book and just want to find out about it, or if you want to get my impression, I'll tell you that I think this is an interesting book. I look forward to looking at the second one when it comes out. Actually, it's out already, and I'll be reviewing that as well. So it's an interesting book if you like Batman, or you're curious about the whole Batman Santa thing. Keep in mind, this is Christmas in Gotham City, so it's a little bit violent. It's not like the 1940s when, you know, Santa Claus is just this jolly old elf with a big bag and they had a little kiddie story. So let's get to it. So my impressions of Batman Santa Claus Silent Night, number one, I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to looking at the next issue as well. So, start with the cover. The cover here shows Superman sitting with a small child on his lap. The kid's wearing a Christmas-type pajama outfit. Superman is reading to him from Batman number 27, 1945, when Batman and Robin first met Santa Claus. And then in the background of this cover image, the modern one, we see Batman and Wonder Woman and some Batman bat looking type critters in the background. And then we have a picture of Santa Claus kind of above Superman's head. So first off, this is false advertising. Wonder Woman is not in this comic book. Slight disappointment, but we do get Robin, Batgirl, and White Nightwing. So let's get to it. The opening scene of this comic book shows some Christmas carolers in Gotham City. You'd think they'd be smarter than that, right? I mean, come on. This is Gotham. They don't have security, and they're just asking for trouble. Hint, hint. So given that the carolers are wearing kind of Victorian-era clothing with a top hat, the men are, I was thinking, oh, maybe this will have Gentleman Ghost, top-hatted kind of bad guy, or maybe the Mad Hatter. Both would have been logical, but no. Suddenly, carolers are attacked by these vampire-type things. Again, not something you expect in a Christmas-type story. But, you know, it's Gotham City. And, of course, Batman and Robin show up, unfortunately, after the victims have been victimized. And Robin, this is Damian, the son of Batman, who's a little bit snarky and a little bit critical and a little bit negative, says somebody really doesn't like carolers. And Batman's comment to him is, Damian, only say things like that around me and try to get to a point where you only think them. Damian kind of speaks his, doesn't have much of a filter, shall we say. So this name of the story, by the way, at the bottom of this splash page is Ghosts of Christmas Past. And it also says that here, written by Jeff Parker. He did a good job. Art by Michelle Bandini. Good, the art is very good. Colored by Alex Sinclair. Everything seems to work. Lettered by Pat Brousseau. Edited by Ben Abernathy. Main cover by Dan Mora. Then it talks about some various alternate covers. And it also says there's a scratch and smell cover by Ben Oliver. I'm not too sure about that one. Batman created by Bob Kane and Bill Finger. Proper accreditation there. So Batman and Robin investigate. And Batman realizes this is an occult type thing. So he calls in an expert, and our expert, of course, is Zatanna, one of my favorite DC magic users. So she shows up, and they soon realize that, oh, these things are a critter called the Draug, D-R-A-U-G. And then suddenly they are attacked by these critters. And then in a wink and a flash, they are saved by none other than St. Nick riding a reindeer. Reindeer's named Prancer. This isn't your grandmother's Prancer. Okay. So this is a different kind of Santa Claus. And the interactions here where we see Robin and Zatanna reacting to Santa Claus, or Chris, as Batman refers to him, is classic. So, excuse me. One of the things I like about modern comic books is that we end up with some pretty good dialogue. And in this piece of dialogue here, we see Zatanna talking with Santa Claus, and she kind of has this little girl look on her face. And it's like, oh, and he, of course, knows her name, Zatanna Zatara of 1964 Foxhawk Lane, and which is a nice callback Easter egg to her first appearance, which was in Hawkman number 4 in 1964, written by Gardner Fox. So that's kind of cute. So the story progresses, and Batman, you know, and Santa Claus have had a previous interactions based on their comments here. And then we end up, he tells a little story about where these things come from. We then shift over to another attack by these vampire-like creatures, the Draug. And we see Nightwing and Batgirl interact or fighting with them. And then they, you know, Batman, Zatanna, Robin, and Santa come to join the fray. And Nightwing basically says, you're real. And you know, they've met before. And he made the comment, I thought Bruce just talked about that to spice up the Batman story, or the Superman story, make me believe it. So we have the obligatory, the new character Santa explains kind of the background of what's going on with a little help from Zatanna, who has the library of all kinds of interesting occult books. And they end up combating these things again. They kill one, and out pops from this thing, oh, a pretty little flower, which attacks Zatanna specifically. And then we see in the final scene the true villain, Krampus, who was mentioned before in the little explanatory piece. And Krampus is like the other half of the Santa story, which, you know, in true Santa mythology, Krampus is a character from Europe, Northern Europe, that is kind of like the lump of coal, so to speak, the one who scares the children who are naughty, and Santa gives good stuff to the toys and whatnot to the good kids. So that's kind of where we're at. Zatanna is attacked. We specifically because the bad guy Krampus says we can't have a magic user tracking me. So we have a cliffhanger. Zatanna has been attacked. What's going to happen? Is she going to die? Is she going to turn into a vampire? We don't know. And so that sets it up for then issue number 2. So this has been our relatively quick review of Batman Santa Claus Silent Night number 1. Came out December 2023. Our next review will be on issue number 2, which came out today, actually. So we'll be doing that one a little bit later. If you like this video, please like and subscribe. And we'll catch you on the other side. Same Bat and Santa channel, same Bat and Santa time. Take care, everybody. Thank you. And happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And watch out for those vampires if you go carol.